USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court today. Ginsburg died last Friday at 87. A private ceremony will be held this morning for Ginsburg's family, close friends, and members of the court, and a public viewing will be held from 11 a.m. till 10 p.m. Eastern today, and from 9 a.m. till 10 p.m. tomorrow. On Friday, her body will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol, making her the first woman to have ever been honored that way. The wife of the late Republican Senator John McCain is backing Joe Biden in November. Cindy McCain says the Democrat will stand up for American values, and though they never saw eye to eye on the issues in the past, she says Biden is honest and will lead the nation with dignity. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
My name is Dr. Roger Bond. I've been in practice for around 30 years now. One of the products that I recommend to my patients, I highly recommend, is Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables. Back in the early 2000s, I began to have some respiratory issues that affected my practice. It affected my family life to the point where I'd come home from work and basically just lay down on the carpet because I was so tired. As I took Balance of Nature, that began to slowly change, and the energy came back and was able to enjoy time with my family. I recommend Balance of Nature to all of my patients because it's a product that works.
With three fruit and three veggie capsules, Balance of Nature provides you with all your recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The U.S. has reached a sad milestone in the fight against COVID-19. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
It was January 21st when the first positive coronavirus case was identified on U.S. soil. Now, exactly 8 months into the pandemic, and the United States has hit 200,000 deaths from COVID-19. The rate of infections continues to rise nationwide. The average rate of new coronavirus cases has increased to about 40,000 per day.
Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny is out of a German hospital after what experts say was an assassination attempt by Russian President Vladimir Putin. The activist fell ill on a flight from Siberia to Moscow in August, with the first reports being that he had drank poisoned tea, but it was later reported traces of a Soviet-era nerve agent were found in his system and in a water bottle inside a hotel room where he had stayed. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Late NBA superstar Kobe Bryant's widow, Vanessa, is suing the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department over leaked photos of the helicopter crash scene. After her husband and 13-year-old daughter and others were killed in that crash, the lawsuit claiming that no fewer than eight sheriff's deputies at the site pulled out their personal cell phones and snapped photos of the dead children, parents, and coaches. The lawsuit alleges that Sheriff Alex Villanueva attempted to then cover up the situation by telling deputies if they deleted the images, they would not face discipline. Federal agents in Chicago want to hear from any underage girls or boys who might be victims of Netflix Cheers star Jerry Harris. People can go on a Seeking Victim Information webpage specifically created to gather evidence in Harris's case to identify any minors who may have had inappropriate contact with him. Authorities say the victims may have used Snapchat or Instagram to communicate with Harris at cheer competitions. The 21-year-old actor is accused of coercing minors to send him nude photos and videos. He is also accused of soliciting sex from boys as young as 13. And for the eighth year in a row, the L.A. Dodgers are the National League Western champions. The Dodgers also clinching the top seed in the postseason, I should say. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.